Stories Podcast. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast. I be your chief pirate caster, Captain Crip Mariner. It's episode 178, and it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, which I happen to celebrate every day, which may happening to be a pirate, you know. Well, let's see what we've got here in the old mailbag here. We've got all sorts of stories of land lovers pretending to be pirates. Oh, let's see what we've got. Which one do I pull out first? I guess I need to figure out who won last week and who walked the plank. Well, the winner was a three-way tie. Guy David, Lewis Moten, and Jay Radimus. So we're going to make them go first and dance a little ditty before we go on to the veterans. So fly your Jolly Rogers and enjoy this story.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 178. I'm Guy. Why? I don't know. That's just how I am. The topic for this week's challenge is pirates. Enjoy! Henrietta celebrated her 92nd birthday when the stormtroopers broke in. You are under arrest for downloading 1,024 songs from Pirate Bay, said the lead trooper. But I don't have a computer, said Henrietta. Tell it to the court, said the trooper. Will you be okay, asked the concerned guest. I will survive, probably, sighed Henrietta. Then the stormtrooper took her harmonica, exclaiming, You are not going to get a chance to play your pirated music. Not the harmonica, please, it's a gift from my dear friend Philip, begged Henrietta, but they took her away without another word.
Yarr, that be a kill Holland she'll never forget. Well, thank you, Guy, and let's go on to the next story. That's by Lewis Moten, otherwise known as the Dread Pirate, Dedrick Moriak.
A ship over the helm been spied, flying the Queen's flag. The captain been ordered nine me hearties to board the ship. I've been plundering the seven seas all me life. Never did I see a dog be small for the number of sharp-tongued wenches aboard. A buxom wench twice shivered me timbers before day's end. However, the treasure's been good to me and me mateys. Me hearty's been looting the cargo of sugar and spices. Jim Ladd pried one open. Arrgh! The large chest with no booty. Just no one wanted for themselves but the captain's squire.
Ha 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 ha! That'll show that young whippersnapper what it's all about. He's pirate and he doesn't even have a parrot. He has an egg on his shoulder, for crying out loud. He needs to get rid of his land legs and get on the sea and get his sea legs. Or maybe some air legs, or I don't know, some piano legs. Alright. Well, Jay Radimus decided not to show up for this pirate shanty party. So, let me tell you a little more about the podcast. You can find all the links to all the people who sent in stories and came to port at podcasting.isfootofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites, although pirates do not recognize democracy. That's why we have a pirate king, and a pirate king hat, and pirate king pants. They're very impressive pants. Yes, the cat agrees. He's a pirate cat. Let's go on to our next story. That's by Linda. Arr, having a woman at sea is a bad idea. That's why we record these things at the dock. All right, Linda, let's hear what you've got to say, and bring me a flagon of ale. And if you don't have a flagon, well, supersize that flagon. Well, I'm not too sure how you supersize a flagon.
Ahoy, me hearties. It's Linda, your scurvy scrivener, here with another tale of piracy and things for you. If my computer stays on. The theme this week be pirates. It were also Armatica, and I will survive probably, but it were hijacked by pirates. Enjoy. It'd be a hard life for Captain Swallow since the international shanty composers began demanding royalties. He near lost his ship after we were caught playing barnacles, my hearties, without asking. Asking two-legged Davy if you can sing his songs tain't a wise move if you hope to live another day. I understand why the captain had to run me through 5 times before sending me out to sea. There'd be sharks circling me leaky dinghy, looking friendlier than the last face I saw. No matter. I got my parrot, a bottle of grog, and my harmonica. I'll survive. Probably.
Yarr! That'd definitely be a sad tale for you. Although I'll tell you, even if you have a bottle of grog, I prefer it out of the cans, although the best way to get grog is right from the tap, fountain grog. Go down to Davy Jones's locker, Little John Silver's, they don't have good grog on tap. It's always that damn root beer. Yarr. By the way, if I haven't told you already, you can look up all these people's websites and their home ports up on the podcast homepage itself in the poll where we ask you which people had the best story. The next story is by Steven, the nuclear man. He's returned. The man apparently needs a little help reading a map. If he holds the map upside down, that definitely doesn't help you get back to here. So, welcome back to Steven, the nuclear man. Here is your stool. Now tell us a story.
Smoke billowed from the ship's wreckage. Captain Saunders and his crew baked on the sun-blasted island beach. In the near distance, the pirate ship sailed back out to sea. "This is a right mess, Captain," his first mate said. He stroked the gray stubble of his beard. "Those pirates marooned us here, wrecked our ship, and stole all our cargo." He stomped his boot in the sand. "And them pirates was just women." Captain Saunders sighed.
"They stole more than our cargo, Smitty."
He touched the ragged hole in his chest and smiled.
"She stole far more than that."
Yarr, that'd be a good tale. Although, there was one time when I woke up in an ice chest. And I had a scar on me back, and someone had taken me kidney. Them darn Oregon pirates. You know, and then there was a time when someone stole me organ. I had to play on one of them harmonicas. Have you ever tried doing Toccata de Fugue on a harmonica? It's definitely not good enough for the choir. Yarr. All right. Thank you, Stephen. And now we move on to Jeffrey of Great Heights, where there are also some other stories, but they're not by pirates or about pirates. In fact, I don't think even pirates are welcome. They have a welcome mat out there that says pirates, not welcome. It's an unwelcome mat. Yarr, you can't even wipe your peg leg on it. Well, here's Jeffrey in his story.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 178, and this is my entry for pirates. I mean, really, how can you resist writing a story about pirates? Anyway, here's my version, and I hope you enjoy it. I have to apologize ahead of time for the funny buzzing microphone. Yeah, I bought a microphone and it buzzes and it's too late to take it back. So, I'm kind of stuck with it. Sorry, folks. Here you go. Get your pirates here. Pirates, get your pirates here. Hello, sir. In the market for a pirate today?
Yes. What have you got?
Well, as the sign says, we got pirates of every kind. We got the mean kind.
Aye.
The more gentle kind. Aye. The kind you don't want to meet in a back alley.
Aye.
The kind who don't say aye. Aye. Spelled E-Y-E, cause that's oh shut up. And then we have the kind who question your every move. Aye. Dumb ones.
Aye.
And our special model today, the ones that can bake.
Aye.
Mmm, blueberry, my favorite. That was Get Your Pirates Here by Jeffrey Haidt. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to go out and vote for your favorites this week, because, well, there's some good stories here, I'm sure. If you like this story, you may like other ones like it that are longer, and you can find those at greatheights.blogspot.com. Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning, or as Lawrence likes to say, the height of podcast fiction. And until next time.
Yar, it looked like Jeffrey Haidt tried to hijack this podcast and get people over to his. That's perfectly all right. He's a pirate. That's what we do. We're pirate podcasters. Arr. Alrighty. For this one, Anima Zabaleta has a story, but she was unable to read it as a monkey got down her throat. It's a very bad thing if a monkey gets down your throat. They very rarely want to leave. So, we're going to have a parrot read this one for her. A midget parrot, in fact. Yarr.
As you are aware, the last 12 months have been hard on pirating. On a positive note, jolly good work on turning back the Deadwood from your department. Although, I think Bigwig Willie took fright for a turn there. However, pillaging must increase by 15%, or there will be no cruise of the Azores. And winching will cease until further notice. Please substitute frolicking with trollops on a limited basis. The goat will still be available for those who are so inclined. Lastly, the scurvy dog who fed me parrot laxatives had better not let me learn his name.
Yarr, that'd be a good reading of Anima Zabaleta's tale by the parrot. Well, blow me down. I remember a story back on the HMS Andrew Sullivan. No, don't ask. That maybe was definitely a don't ask, don't tell operation on that ship. But as I used to say about Pajamas Media, before it was taken over by Roger, the jolly Roger Simon, he kicked everybody out, kept all the loot for himself, and hooked up with Joe the Plumber. Yeah, that was just definitely a bad time in the high seas of blogging. Well, let's see who else has a story to read. It's Steve Y. He's returned. Although, he's returned and hasn't read his story either. Well, I guess I should just hand this entire podcast over to the parrot. All right, parrot. Here's a cracker. Now tell us a story.
Stuffing up your butt. All right. Let me read this one. The unlicensed sea captain stormed about his similarly unlicensed ship, quite vexed at the latest haul. Not only had the merchant vessel they raided turned out to be a disguise for larcenous sorts such as themselves, but the cargo they absconded itself was ersatz. Little creatures have illegally made duplicates of bobbleheads featuring players of Pittsburgh's baseball team. There was such poor craftsmanship that fencing them was an unlikely prospect. Truly, not in all of his years of looting and pillaging across the seas, had he ever expected a day when pirates would pirate pirated pirates from other pirates.
Oh, what kind of pirate pirates pirated pirates from other pirates? Yarr, well, definitely we have to teach the parrot to say Pittsburgh, although Philadelphia is much easier to say. Oh, who in their right mind would pirate pirates from a Philly? Let's see who's up next here in the bottom of the barrel. Oh, well, it's Mike P. He's returned for Go With The Stories. And, of course, as usual, he hasn't read them. I hope he hasn't said the word Pittsburgh in this story. Parrot definitely can't read that. Well, let's see what we can do. Come on, Parrot. Let's have a cracker. Here's Melba Toast. Hope you like it.
Forget the Melba Toast. Roll me a blunt. Here we go. Napster, LimeWire, Nutella, BitTorrent, WinMX, That Pirate Bay, Isolant, Mindyova. Ninjas still use traditional swords. I guess there's something to be said for that. What? After all, there is a foundry in Japan that has been making swords for centuries, and now they're the only place in the world that can make the core of a nuclear reactor in one solid piece. Pirates used to use swords, too. Then they switched to guns, because, hey, why not threaten someone more than 5 feet away? And now, one of you guys is going to go extinct. It might as well be the one who isn't adapting.
Yarr, I can definitely agree with that. There was this ninja that tried to fight me, but I couldn't find him. He wasn't there, and I couldn't hear him. And they're always talking about, if you can't hear anything, you can't see anything. There are ninjas. So I always assumed there was a ninja around, and I just waved my sword around. And sure enough, dead ninjas. Oh, do they have parrots on their shoulders? Are there ninja parrots? Or parrot ninjas? I don't know. Oh, well. Back to the pieces of eight that y'all have given us. Let's look down at the bottom of the chest, and it looks like that Norval Joe has gotten himself a harmonica once again. So, here's Norval Joe's story.
Arr. Too much clipping. Too much clipping. Arr. 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 Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary, arr, many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. As I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone's gently rapping. Rapping at my chamber door. Arr. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, rapping at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more.
Okay. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 178 with a prompt of pirates. When I do a microphone check, I recite Edgar Allan Poe's Raven. So if some of that gets left in, that's just a little extra entertainment. And I call my story, I don't know, The Booty. Arr, The Booty. It's The Booty, matey. Arr. Okay, here's my story. Redbeard held his cutlass, its razor-sharp tip at the hollow of the stranger's throat.
Ye say ye be a pirate. Where's your parrot? A pirate don't need a parrot, he replied.
Blackbeard jabbed his saber into the man's back.
Ye say ye be a pirate. Where's your peg leg? A pirate don't need a peg leg, he said. Your eye patch?
Yellowbeard asked.
Got good eyesight, I do, he nodded. So where's your booty, scurvy dog?
Nobeard asked. He held up a small black box.
Here it be, 500 gigabytes of music from Napster.
Well, thanks for listening.
Arr.
We'll see you next week.
Me mateys.
Thank you, Norval Joe. This is getting to be exhausting. Usually I just run people through swords and kill all them and make them off the plank. Fire cannons, and do accounting. You know, our accountant, sailed the high accountancy. Oh, well, that's Monty Python. I'm not going to get into that. Arr, well, let's see who else is out there. It'd be Justin the Space Turtle. Arr, he's probably the Space Turtle Pirate today. Let's find out.
Yarr, Space Pirate. This be your Captain Justin Lowmaster here with a 100-word story. It'd be Talk Like a Pirate Day, so I hope you're talking like a pirate, or I'll make you walk yon plank over there. For some more piratey fun, check out The Fump, the funny music project, thefump.com, and listen to the song Blow Me Down. It's a really good piratey song. Alright, here goes my story. What a beautiful sight to see the exploding starship of Captain Barnabas Clay. Many of Fenton Fleet fell before his blaster pistol and photon missiles. I tried to kick Barnabas off like the flea dog he was. Little by little, I stole his fortune. I stole his pride. Then I killed his family, yet he persisted. I rigged his ship with explosives, and now he will die alone. For everyone knows, a captain goes down with his ship. One move and you're dead, Fenton. You failed to realize that in space, there is no down where my ship could go.
What happens when someone says, well, blow me down? There's no down in space. According to Ender, the enemy is dead now. Thank you, Justin Bowmaster. And we'll definitely be hearing from you again. Alright, let's see what... Whoa, Terry T is returned from the world's edge. All sorts of people coming back to Harbor. I guess they're in it for the booty, the prize. Yes, there's definitely going to be prizes. That way, when you vote for people, it matters. They're dividing up shares of the booty of the loot. Not much of it, just a few Amazon gems. I hope you use them to buy this pirate music that you're hearing behind me. The link will be in the show notes. Some good pirate party music. Yes, we definitely do. Although we usually use our own harmonica and accordion. It would make more sense if we just used wood blocks and flutes, so a lot easier to play. But let's see what Terry T has for the quiet time. Very quiet.
Hi-ho, mateys! This here be Captain Terry T from the pirate ship Quiet Time. I come to answer the challenge that scurvy scoundrel Trap Mariner posed last week. So I bring you a yarn of 100 from my ship's log. It's called Treasure. We'd be sailing 2 days out of Jamaica on smooth, waveless seas. It was a month since our last prize. The crew was eager for treasure. We'd be changing watch when the lookout in the crow's nest spied sails on the port side. The crew cleared for action happily as we targeted a plump little ship riding low on the water. We quickly overhauled the Santa Pauline. Had her alongside, boarded, and overpowered the crew fast. Crowding the crew on the poop deck, we ripped the hatches from the hold, eager to claim our prize and treasure. There you be, matey, a yarn of 100. But is that all? Did the story end there? Drop by a Quiet Time podcast to find out. Listen to episode 66 find out what the treasure was. What happened to both crews. So until next time, up ass there, matey, or you'll be hanging from the yardarm.
Yar, that's definitely a cliffhanger for the ages, Terry T. There, I raise me flag and a grog at you. Then I put it back down. The grog definitely makes my stomach hurt. So what I'll do is actually have some of this soy milk. Yar, yes. Dread pirate drinking soy milk. That's rather sad. But I can put a label of XXX on the side, because I can't read. Anyway, thank you, Terry T. Next up is CJ. I know what you're thinking. There are no pirates in North Dakota. There is not even any oceans in North Dakota. But that's where you're wrong. That's where pirates actually hang out. You'd least expect pirates to be in North Dakota. Yarr. That's how they raid Canada and South Dakota and Montana. Yes, all the great pirate legends of North Dakota.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota. There's only about 640,000 of us, and tonight it's my turn. I was completely thrown by the topic this week. Pirates are pirates. We're completely landlocked up here, but there's all sorts of piracy, so I thought I would share a true-ish story with you. It's called Africa. A friend links me to this huge Slovenian choir, Perpetuum Gazeal. They can make it sound like it's raining. They also make it sound like they're Toto singing Africa, one of my favorite songs growing up. Wow, that takes me back. I reached to download, but I remember Lauren saying that stealing music is wrong. So I dutifully head to iTunes to see if I can buy it. I cannot. About a zillion people sing Africa who aren't Toto, however, so I compromise. I buy Toto's copy, but I load Perpetuum Gazeal's cover onto my shuffle and promote them here. Arr.
Yar, that'd definitely be the right thing to do. Which is wrong for a pirate. No wonder why there are no pirates in North Dakota. I've gone ahead and linked that Perpetuum Gazeal video from YouTube in the show notes in your story. Yar, how's that for promoting? Way to go, TJ. The Slovenians salute you. There are probably Slovenian pirates. Although I hear that they fly their flags backwards. Instead of swords, they use toasters. And instead of wooden legs, they use wooden roller skates. They're kind of weird there in Slovenia. All right. We've got a few more stories here for you. Danny McCall, otherwise known as Danny the Gold Doubloon, he's definitely got a story for you tonight. So let's hear him, and this music is starting to piss me off.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMoffle.com.
Ahoy, me mateys! 'Tis September 19th, and that means it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr.
The only day of the year where you can talk like a ridiculous pirate, and it's getting bigger, I think. Lots of people are starting to do it these days. So, naturally, the theme of the 100 Word Stories contest this week, weekly challenge number 178, was Pirates. Arr. And we love us some pirates, because they're so much better than ninjas. Okay, don't be angry, but seriously, they are. Alright, so, my story has a title this week, and it's called The Adventures of Salty Steve, Trouble at the Old Bunghole.
Arr!
Salty Steve cried in pain, holding his eye during his shift on the night watch. A bung had popped out of a barrel and shattered on impact. He looked on in panic as Grog spilled out onto the deck and did the only thing he could. That night, the air dropped below freezing temperatures. Morning. A knock on the captain's door.
Captain! Steve stuck it in the grog, sir.
The wooden door creaks open.
I reckon any time is right for grog. Steve's put a cock valve in it then.
The captain asked.
Nay, sir. No valve.
We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. We're devils and blacks, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters, and ne'er do well cats. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. I would wear love by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're gonna be
Yarr, that's definitely one of the ages. Well, that's almost all of the stories we have. There's just one more here that's been sent to me by Carrier Parrot. And that is the notorious evil space plane raider himself, Planet Z.
So, you think toilet papering my trees and egging my car for homecoming is funny? You earned that F last year, Jimmy, and you'll get another if you keep this shit up. But enough about you. Let's talk about me and my favorite hobby. In my spare time, I make ships and bottles. This one's a pirate ship. Isn't it beautiful? Here's a Q-tip. Swab the poop deck. Do a good job of it, and not one cannon out of place. No, if you screw up, I won't make you walk the plank. I'll just beat you with the tire iron again.
Yarr, will that be a fine treasure of stories this week about Tuck Like a Pirate Day. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have come to port to share your dastardly tales. For 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 178. So raise your glass and toast to the great stories. Now, go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com to see the text of the stories, links to all these people's home pages, and whatever they're trying to promote, all their other tales that they tell, and also to vote for your favorites, because the winners will receive all sorts of stuff, iTunes and Amazon credit. Nothing much, really, just a little something, you know, to celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day. I've got a stack of doubloons sitting here. I'm not going to give those away. I'm not going to give away my parrot. I'm not going to give away my ship. I'd be an idiot pirate if I did that. I'm not going to give away all this treasure. No, I'm just going to give away music. Not pirated music. No real music. You don't pirate music. That's bad. Although, really, with the record industry the way it is, they're a bunch of pirates. Probably a bunch of butt pirates, too. So, this has been Captain Crep Mariner telling you there's a bunch of stories. I don't know what else I've been doing. That's sitting here interrupting the stories and making this podcast even longer. What am I doing here? Anyway, the music in the background is by the Hit Parade Pirate Party Music. The link will be up in the show notes. And there's also a little bit by Guy David there. He does music, well, not pirate music. You don't get to pirate his music. It's available at GuyDavid.com. Anyway, I'll be heading off, sailing off, raising a Jolly Roger, and I'll be returning this podcast to its usual idiot host. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, yarr! Let's keep it brief.